Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, July 13th, 2023. And on today's episode, I heard a rumor about my girl, EVE. I'm talking about Rough Riders First Lady. And it's about marriage. It's about relationships. So today, we kind of getting in deep with it. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town. Now, as always, man, you know who it is. You know who it is. You know what it is. I'm film producer Jason Slack. It's a blessing to be here. Another week here on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. Season number 5, year number 3. We getting it in. It's just like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, every week is like a new excitement, man. I get like a brand new feeling, man. I love to be here, man. I love to chop it up with y'all, man. I can't help it. And you know what it is, man. Like, another episode, man. I just want to say thanks, man. You know, appreciation, man. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that, man. All my day ones, love it, man. Love it, love it. Welcome back, man. All my new people, where y'all been at? Nah, I'm just playing, man. You know what I'm saying? Welcome in. You know what I mean? This a case, man. You haven't already, hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe button. Follow the Slackers Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You know, Slackers Talk is all over the place, man. We global, man. I'm talking iHeartRadio, I'm talking about Spotify, Amazon Music. Excuse me, man, my phone goes off. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those days. I'm sorry about that. But Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple, it's just all over the place, man. Your favorite podcast platform, we on it. We there. Hit that follow button and new content, new episodes, all that is Slack is Talk, will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. And the good part about it is, it's 24/7, man. It's available 24/7. You can listen to the show live. You can binge listen. You can listen to a whole entire series back to back. You know, you can choose between episodes. I mean, the option is yours. You know what I'm saying? And however you want to do it, it doesn't matter to me, man. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. I appreciate it in advance. Man, it feels good to be back with another banger, another episode. Once again, man, I want to give a special shout out to all my July birthdays, my Vision for Kids organization. I love y'all. I love it. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the whole month. Matter of fact, enjoy the whole year. You know how I do it, man. It's just, you're not limited to one day. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever you make it. If you want to celebrate all every day, y'all do that. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to my July birthdays, my Vision for Kids organization. And shout out to Dream Elite basketball team, man. My AAU basketball team. I just want to say, man, I'm super proud, man. Super proud. Super proud, man. Happy birthday to my man Vaughn. You know, Vaughn is a special player. You know, I wouldn't say he's one of my favorite players, man, but all my players is my favorite player, man. I got a bond with them. I got a relationship with them all in different ways, man. And that's what makes it special. But Vaughn is a special athlete, man. You know, super fast, crazy athletic leaping ability, man. All around game, can shoot. Man, you know, it's just, I would always give him the toughest defensive assignment. You know, he never backed down. He never had a problem with it, man. Just super coachable. Man, just love the guy, man. Love it. Happy birthday, Vaughn, man. Happy birthday. And my Dream Elite team in general, man, the numbers keep rising, man. I'm up to about 15, man. And when I say 15, man, 15 commitments, man. I got 15 players from my Dream Elite organization that's all going to college and going to play at the next level. You know, and it's just amazing. It's amazing what I was able to do, able to accomplish in this 2 years. You know, I wish I would have started earlier, but, you know, that's what, you know, that's God's plan. That's what he had in store for me. And just think, 2 years, man, like 15 commitments. You know what I'm saying? That got to be some kind of record. When I get the chance, I'm going to look up, you know, the Guinness Book of World Records. You know what I'm saying? You know how that is. I would love to have that on my resume. I would love to have it. It would be an honor, man. It would be an honor. Y'all can give me the keys to South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be an honor. But super proud, man. Super proud. And best is yet to come. You know, I got a lot of people going to the 12th grade this year. So I'm not finished. It's just only the beginning. So, you know, shout out to my whole Dream Elite organization, all the players, all the staff, everybody that has helped me throughout my coaching career. I just want to say thank you, and let's continue to go to the next level, and let's get to this money. Quick announcement, man, you know, stay in tune, man. Stay in tune with Slackers Talk. Stay in tune with Jason Slack Brand, HSF Entertainment, Vision for Kids. Stay in tune with all my businesses, all my companies, all my associates. Please stay tuned. And the reason why I say stay tuned, man, you know, this summer, man, we got a lot on deck. A lot coming up, man. A lot. I have, you know, as y'all heard earlier, I have a lot of people that's releasing, you know, clothing lines. We got people that's opening stores. I mean, we just doing it big. You know, this is my dream, like creating opportunities for others. You know, just giving people a chance to live out their dream, man. That's what I'm all about. That's what it's all about here on the Slackers Talk podcast and the Jason Slack brand. And I'm talking about like major stuff, man. I'm talking about things dealing with radio. We brand new podcast shows. We adding, you know, more members to HSF Entertainment. More people to the Jason Slack brand. TV shows, video, like marketing. I'm talking about a little bit of everything, man. So, like, stay tuned and jump on board. Like, it's a lot of opportunities, man, for you to get down, you know, on the team. You know, go to Jason Slack brand. You can always email me at slackerstalk, you know, at visionlivenetwork.com. Like I said, you know, my first thing, like one of the first things that I made clear was, you know, you reach out to me, whether it's like email, text, or whatever. You know, it's not, I don't have somebody like answering my phone or, you know, checking my emails. You know what I mean? You get up with me, it's going to be, you know, me, you know, responding back to you. You know what I mean? And that's how I think it should be. So, you know, you want to get down with the team, you got any ideas, you know, we'd love to hear them. You know, reach out. And I'm not going to waste no time, man. You know, I'm not going to waste no time on this one, man. I'm going to jump right in. This is a good one. This is a good one. And this one I heard through the streets. You know, I haven't saw any videos on it. You know, it's just a rumor. But, you know, somebody reached out to the Slackers Talk. And like I just got finished saying, you know, you reach out. You have any kind of request or anything, I'm going to cover it. You know, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. And more importantly, man, I'm going to keep it real. And that's what this is. You know, we go address it. The question was asked. You know, it was requested. So I'm going to tell you how, you know, I feel about it. And what we're talking about is my girl, Eve. A.K.A. E.V.E. A.K.A. First Lady of Rough Riders. You know what I mean? First, before I start off, man, a tremendous amount of respect for Eve. You know what I mean? Like, quick story. She has a wonderful story of how she got started, man. You know, She started out, you know, rough from Philly. You know, she was a stripper. Y'all heard about the relationship with Stevie J. But what I'm getting at is, you know, originally she was signed to Dr. Dre. A lot of people probably, you know, a lot of people may not know that. She was signed to Dr. Dre around the same time Eminem. You know, around the same time Eminem got there. And when Eminem took off, like the way he did, all the focus shifted to Eminem. And, you know, Eve was dropped. And she didn't give up, though. She kept going. And eventually she got, you know, signed by the Rough Riders. And basically, you know, if you ask me, you know, yeah, the Lox came over. But the Lox, I feel like the Lox kind of came over later. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, my opinion, you know, when you think of Rough Riders, you think of DMX first. And in my opinion, Eve is right after. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the Lox came, but I think the Lox came later on, you know. And what I like about Eve, she's fine as hell, but she's a lyricist. Like, she battles. You know what I mean? She spits for real. You know what I mean? It's not about how she look. It's not about, you know, selling sex and all that. Like, nah. She get down, man. She can rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Like no bullshit. Like, she rhymes. She get it in. You know? But, like, just wanted to share that, man. Great background of how, you know, she never gave up. And, you know, she got in the game. And still, like, remain cool with Dr. Dre. Even signed back with Aftermath later on in her career. So, shout out to her. She ain't take it personal either. She understood that it was just business. You know what I mean? Definitely need shout out, because that could have went another way. A lot of people hold grudges behind that. But nah, she was able to do business with Dre and them after the fact. You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, he did production on a lot of her albums, even before she signed back. So shout out to her for that. But on this episode, man, we talking about, you know, the rumors on a more personal level. You know, as we know, you know, Eve got married. And I always heard, you know, he was like overseas, like billionaire, quadrillionaire, whatever. I never understood who he was. I never heard of who he was or what he do exactly. I just heard like he was just like a billionaire a million times over overseas somewhere, something like that. And, you know, they were married. And unfortunately, you know, they got a divorce. You know what I mean? It's the word on the street. You know what I'm saying? This the word on the street. And they got a divorce. And the word is that I believe she has like maybe a niece. It's not her daughter. They don't have any kids together as far as I know. But it's not her daughter. It's like a niece. Or it was somebody that she took in before they got married. But, you know, it was like a niece or something like that. It was a relative that she took in before Eve got married to the guy, right? And now, the terms and conditions of the divorce is he has to take care of the child. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, that's not his. Now, the question that was asked to me was, you know, how do I feel about that? You know, do I think that's right? Do I think it's wrong? You know, this is what I think as a whole, you know, about that whole situation. And that's a good one. You know what I'm saying? That's a good one. That's a good one. And I want to, like, chop it up. And I want to break it down, man, because this is, like, it's one of those important issues because it goes down a lot. You know what I'm saying? It happens a lot. Like, there was a situation that happened to Neo where he was messing with a girl and she was pregnant by somebody else, but he thought it was his. And he got stuck having to, you know, he was responsible for that. You know what I'm saying? Like California law or something like that. You know what I mean? It was a story on, you know, I forgot what channel that was, but there was a story on that. So that happens a lot. I've heard of situations where There's guys that pay child support and still live with their kid. Still live with their kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard of a whole lot of wild stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? But we will get into the question today. Now, number one, right? First things first, right? We have to keep open mind. When we talk about these certain situations with certain people, we have to keep in mind that we don't know these people personally, right? Now, being the fact that this dude is a billionaire, well, first off, before I get to the money, right? He probably had that agreement with her. He probably was willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? When you're a billionaire, when you're a billionaire a million times over, you don't really worry too much about stuff like that. As long as it's something in your budget. As long as it's something that won't break you. You know what I'm saying? Like you tend to not worry about stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? Like stuff like that is what's major to me and you is nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? So he might have had that agreement with her from the beginning. So there's that. Now, secondly, like being that, you know, he's a billionaire, as I say, like a million times over and everything, right? This is probably, I'm not the IRS and I'm not a tax expert, but the most obvious thing, stuff like that, I don't know if child support falls into that, but from what I've learned over the years, the people like, you know, people like him that have money have ways of recouping money that they have to pay out. I'll put it that way, you know, in nice terms. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you want to call it a tax write-off, or there's ways for him to recoup some stuff that he has paid for throughout the year. Not everything, but from what I understand and what I heard, there's a lot. Now, assuming, you know, this is in his budget and it's not, you know, some crazy figure, which, you know, by right, it shouldn't be because, you know, he's not the father. It's not going to bother him. It's not, you know, it's something that he'll do and maybe probably not even notice, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if it's just like a regular situation that, you know, that's normal as far as like money-wise, man, he probably won't even notice. You know what I mean? And matter of fact, you know, if he's a, you know, if he's a good guy that has a good heart and all that, like, there's a lot of people in the world that's going to come out saying that's good that, you know, he takes care of a child that needs it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so let's be honest, like, the reason why he would have to pay this is because obviously the real father is not in the girl's life. You know what I'm saying? There's like a void there. There's something missing. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are going to look at that as respect anyway. You know what I mean? Like, for stepping in and filling that void and doing, you know, what a man's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Now, assuming that he agreed to this and everything is on good terms, which most of the times a divorce is not good terms, like there's some ill will. Assuming everything is good and this is just like, you know, they just got differences and it's still love, it's still respect. The girl is like going to appreciate this for life, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, right? I remember, you know, my first video. You know, my first film. You know, when I filmed the trailer in 40 projects. I remember everybody that participated, you know, from letting me use the apartment. Everybody that had a role, like the cameraman, you know, I remember everything. And that kind of stuff, like, you know, when you got a good head on your shoulders, man, you never forget where you came from. You never forget where you come from. You never forget the people that help. And the girl is living right, got a good head on the shoulder. She's gonna, like, love him for this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, regardless of whether, you know, what happened with our aunt or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If somebody does something for you, man, then that's respect. You know, no matter what the situation is, man, if somebody help you, somebody do something positive for you, that's respect. Period, point blank, plain and simple. And it's a good thing what he doing. You know, as long as she use it and she makes something out of herself, man, that's a good thing. Now, there's another side to that. I gave you the good side, and here's the bad side. If this divorce went sour, and, you know, it ended up in, like, cheating or some scandals, and they hate each other now, and this is just some ill will type of stuff, and this is just some get back, you know what I'm talking about, you know, that type of thing, and this is just like some situation where, okay, I'm gonna make you pay because you did this to me, you know, you did that. Now it starts to get like kind of sketchy, kind of funny, right? Technically, I know emotions get into it, and emotions run a lot of things. Technically, you're not supposed to make decisions out of anger and out of hate. And the reason being is because, you know, clean cut, plain and simple, how you feel today, you may not feel tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? People change their mind all the time. So, you know, that's one thing. Now, two, if he didn't, like, agree to this, and, like, this was this, like, forced upon him, or, you know, this was some kind of, like, loophole in the law or something like that, right? If that's the case, if, now add to it, if this is a case where, like, the girl father is really around, and they know who he is, and, you know, he's living the good life and everything, and, you know, y'all letting him go, but y'all making this man pay. If there's any kind of, like, funny wrongdoing in this at all, then, like, this whole thing is dead wrong, right? Now, if the person agreed, you know, to pay that, just in case things don't work out, fine. But now, technically, like, if the girl's father is not living anymore, fine. If the girl's father is handicapped, whether it's mental or physically or mentally, fine. If the girl's father is in jail, fine. If there's, like, any, like, concrete situation that's blocking him from taking care of his daughter, then fine. But if he's just, like I said, if he's just out there, you know, living, and he's just getting away with it, and this guy got to pay, then of course, man, that's wrong. Now, technically, you know, the clear-cut answer is if the child doesn't belong to the guy, then, you know, the guy shouldn't be up for child support. My personal opinion is child support is called child support. And, you know, I go back and forth with, you know, people about this all day long. You know, we can agree to disagree. But child support is child support, meaning if that's my child, I should support. And it shouldn't be no less than that. It shouldn't be no more than that. It technically, it shouldn't even be a rule that says another person could assume that responsibility. Now, hold on for a second, because I know that's going to raise, like, controversy. Not saying that a person can't step up and, you know, I'm not, nah, it's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not saying that people shouldn't step up and take care of other people's childs. That's not what I'm saying. By no means necessary. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that nobody, you know, people could step up, people could assume responsibility, people could do all that stuff. You can seek help other than the God being your father, all that. But it shouldn't be a law that can make you act as if the father if you're not, if that makes sense. Like, as far as the paperwork, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not, like, I can help and do my thing all day long. Because the reason why I say that is because, like, it's strictly for the people that's, like, that's getting away with it. That's out there living and stuff like that. Like I said, if it's a jail issue, the man, you know, passed away or something like that, yeah, no doubt. But if he out there, man, and he just chilling, man, and he ain't, nah, you know, I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that part. Now, you know, you can get help anyhow, any way you want, but it shouldn't be like paperwork that makes you the father, that makes you something that you're not, if that makes sense. Like, for example, like Busted, I give you a perfect example. If there's a crime that's committed, right? If there's a crime that's committed and you know that I didn't do it, it's impossible for me to have did the crime. There should be no law or no paperwork that could make me say I did it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? When you know, if you know that I didn't do it, that's my point. That's what I'm going at. And it's just not on the man's side either. It's also, like, on the woman's side as well, man. Like, if, you know, you had an agreement with the man, fine. But if you're doing this out of spite and you know there was no agreement and you know that's not his child, you know that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know that's wrong, man. You know it's wrong. And instead of, like, being spiteful and doing things that way, if you a good person, if you was done wrong or whatever, and you a good person, you a good woman, you do your part, things will work out for you. Things will work out for you. You don't have to do stuff like that. Like, things will work out for you, man. Like put it in God's hands, you know what I'm saying? Let him turn things around. Like, what happened to you today don't have to be, like, the end result. You know what I mean? Like, tomorrow's another day. You know what I mean? Tomorrow's another opportunity. It could be, you know, you went through that to learn from what you're about to go through in advance. You know what I'm saying? Later on in life. You know, it sometimes it don't work out the first or second time. You know, it might work out after. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe God has a better plan. You know, maybe he has a bigger plan. You got to look at it from that angle. You know what I'm saying? Like, all is not lost. But, you know, that's both sides of the spectrum. That's the positive side. Positive side being if they had an agreement. On the negative end, if, you know, some kind of way Eve is being spiteful, which I don't think. But my humble opinion, I think this was an agreement. You know what I'm saying? I think dude is doing this out of the kindness of his heart. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm always take the positive route. Think dude is, you know, doing this at, you know, the kindness of his heart. I think obviously he know the girl. They built a relationship. And this is something that he probably, like, wanted to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know, Eve, one of the greatest female rappers to ever do it. A great actor. She has other stuff, you know, going on as well. A legend in the game. Hopefully, like, everything, like, ended up on a positive note. You know, they both are millionaires. So the girl should be well off either way it goes. But overall, man, in closing, it's the tale of two tapes, man. If it's the positive side, you know, the first side that I discussed, if, like, there's an understanding, you know, there's an agreement and everything is all love, everything is based off of, you know, a great standing relationship, a great friendship, and everybody, you know, all parties are willing to help each other, and all parties feel good about what they're doing, all parties don't mind, all parties are happy, then, you know, more power to them. But if it's like, if it's some ill will, you know, if it's like some get back, or, you know, anything other than, you know, being a general understanding, then it should be a no-go. You know, it should be a no. If the relationship ended, you know, on bad terms, let's try to do our best, like, to make sure, you know, the kids are not affected by this. You know, let's make the best of it. Let's make sure everybody is happy, everybody remain friends. And even if, you know, the situation is bad and somebody did something to the other, move forward. You know what I'm saying? Move forward. It's not the end of the world. Good things could happen after that. It's not a life or death sentence. You know what I mean? You don't have to stay with you for the rest of your life. You know, the storybook is not over. The ending is not over. You know what I'm saying? God has bigger plans for you. And if you're able to take and handle a bad situation and turn it into a positive and handle it in a professional way, you'll be setting a great example for the child. And that's a big lesson. That's one of the biggest lessons that you can give as opposed to money. Now, I don't think dude is crazy for taking care of somebody else's kid, but he might be crazy for not wanting to work things out with Eve. But I guess that's for another episode. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And hey, man, this is Eve. Try to work things out, man. Especially if you go pay anyway. I appreciate y'all for listening, and we'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.